Our very first guest of the morning is here in the studio, and we'll be talking with him. Like I said earlier this morning, if you've been monitoring reggae music, emerging artists, and you've not been taking note of the works that this brother is putting in and putting out, then certainly you're monitoring the wrong kind of music. Right now, to start it off, as Mortimer is here, want to give you a song from his rich catalogue.
For you only, every word is true. I'm in love with you. Take you as you are, lady. You ain't gotta change for me. Need you from your crown, honey, right down to the sole of your very feet. Girl, my love grows stronger each day, baby, please don't hurt me just because you know I forgive. Girl, my love grows stronger each day, baby, please don't hurt me just because you know I forgive. Together the storms of life, yeah. Won't always be sunshine, baby, with blends of imperfection. Oh, oh, oh. Give me your heart and soul, love me like you've never loved before. Beautiful morning dew, I'll be your shoulder to cry on to. Girl, my love grows stronger each day, baby. Please don't hurt me just because you know I forget. Girl, my love grows stronger each day, baby. Please don't hurt me just because you know.
Minutes on the downside of 7 o'clock. Reggae artist Mortimer has been making strides in the music business, and he's in the studios with us right now. Good morning, sir. Morning, Mortimer.
Blessings, morning, morning.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm good, thanks. How are you, man?
Not too bad at all.
Cool, cool.
You do a lot of these early morning interviews.
Not a lot, but I've been doing a few. You know.
But where duty calls, you are willing to respond, right?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. We've had issues in the past where artists said, "Boy, Richie, Maria, do you do one thing, but you see that 7 o'clock something there? It not going to work." But as a true professional, you are here and you are here on time, and we commend you for that.
Give thanks.
That is the kind of attitude that will take you very far away in this industry, brethren. Yeah, man. And... you know, listening to your music, one gets the feeling that you've been around a very long time, but that is not quite the case, Mortimer. You've not been in the business that long. You're still a young man, first of all. How many years have you been in doing reggae, frankly speaking?
I'd say, like, really seriously, probably about for the past 6 years, maybe 6-7 years, like, really seriously.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did you get started in the industry?
In the industry?
Yes.
I got started with J Crazy Records. That was when I was younger. I just finished high school at the time. I was in college, I think. I was at Edna.
Okay.
From there, I did a song with Denique at the time, too. I did some other stuff, too, you know. But we've matured and we've grown, and we are growing as we go.
So. Yeah. When did you actually start getting some degree of national recognition, though?
I think that was when I did the song with Protégé.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
Yeah, that's Protection, the first one.
The first one, because you did two with Protégé, right?
Yeah.
Protection and...
Truth and Right.
Truth and Right, yeah.
Yeah, because I had music before, but it wasn't flooring as much, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that song with Protégé gave, you know, the whole situation a bump, you know, cause people who probably never seen or heard of me before to, you know, tune in a bit.
Yeah, yeah. You want to tell us how the connection with Protégé came about?
Sure.
Tell us.
Yeah, man. Well, I used to do some work with Paris Lamont. He is a keyboardist for Indignation, that's Protégé's band.
Right.
I was producing for myself, and he and I were doing some work together. And he apparently let them hear, you know, some of the stuff we were working on. So he invited me to rehearsal one evening to meet some people. When I went, some people were Winter James and Protégé.
Okay.
Yeah. So from there, you know, they said they had some stuff they wanted me to hear. And I was like, all right, cool, you know. And from, it was just natural.
One thing led to another.
There, yeah, you know.
All right. Yeah. When you went into the studio to do that song, is it a case where it was done pretty much on the spot, or you got the rhythm and you put your lyrics together and then you met back up and did it? How did that song come up, the first song?
Oh, well, we didn't meet up. We haven't voiced together.
Oh, you haven't? Okay.
No, I did my part, he did his part. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So we voiced at separate times.
Yes.
You know, yes. I'm still waiting on that day, you know, for the both of us to be in studio together.
Yeah, man. They talk about this quote-unquote new breed of reggae artists, who are taking reggae music far and wide. You are among that number. And you're keeping company with the likes of course, Protégé, Chronix, people like Coffee, these new, fresh, young sounds. For you, from where I sit, Mortimer, I think you have a sound that I particularly like. And it seems to be, in addition to your lyrics and everything else, that sound, the way you sing and the way you deliver your notes, it is, I think, pretty much unique to you. And I think it makes you stand out amongst the pack. Do you get that kind of comment a lot, and is it something that you work consciously toward achieving?
Well, give thanks first of all, you know. Secondly, how I sound is as a result of all my experiences, you know. All the music that I listen to, you know, just all that I am as a person, you know what I mean? I think that has a big part to do with how I sound, you know, but it's not something that, you know, while I work at getting my craft better, it's not something, my sound is not something that I deliberately work, like, I don't, you understand?
not too much effort being put into how you sound. It's a natural thing.
Yeah, I want to sound true. That's it for me.
Genuine.
You know, genuine and true, you know, from the soul, that's all it is.
Yeah. Talking about that, let's give the listeners a chance to hear a little bit more from Mortimer right here. Another one that's making the rounds right now called Fight the Fight. Title of his very first album, which debuted at number 3 on the Reggae Billboard charts.
Try to find courage to fight the fight. I know they might try to conquer I, Lord. Guide I by day and watch I by night, Lord. I pray you'll restore your people's sight.
Jaguvai, courage to fight the fight. Mortimer, deep song, brethren.
Gift.
The inspiration behind this would be described as?
It's just my cry out to Jah, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know that many people across the world are fighting, you know, various battles, whether inwardly or outwardly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's just one of those things we're asking for strength, you know, to continue.
You actually came out with an EP, right? It's pretty much an EP. How many songs on it?
Six songs
on it. Yeah. There's Careful, there's Lightning, Misery, Fight the Fight, which is the title, Style and Grace, and there's also No Lies. What is the feeling like when you heard that it debuted on the Billboard Reggae charts? And give us an update as to how well it's doing beyond that debut.
It was great. The feeling was great because, you know, like on the physical side of things, you know, you'd hope that your music gets recognized certain kinds of ways.
Mm-hmm.
But the important thing for me is really when like somebody messages me and say, hey, you know, your song brought me through this day. Or, you know, your song helped to uplift or to comfort or to encourage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is it for me. You know what I mean? But all these things are great, man.
Yeah, man. I don't know if you saw what was on my screen a while ago, because my brethren Fire, who is in South Florida, just messaged me almost verbatim what you just said a while ago. So it's that kind of connection, you know what I mean? People are relating to your music. It's relatable, and that's a good thing. So is the EP still doing well?
Yeah.
It came out a couple of months now, right?
A couple of months ago, yeah. I still think it has a lot more to go,
mm-hmm.
you know, so we're giving it time, yeah.
The idea of coming out with an EP as against an album, what advised that decision? And do you intend to put out a full album anytime soon? Especially noting that Coffee went ahead and won a Grammy with an EP. What's your thought process on that?
Yeah, and big up to Coffee, you know, for that too. That's really great work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I have a team around me, you know what I mean? So a lot of the decisions aren't necessarily, you know, mine per se.
Gotcha.
But they're mine in terms of we are, you know, we're a collective, you know, so any decision of one man is a decision of another, because we all have to agree.
Yes.
You know, the decision to put out an EP was, you know, Winters and Clairs. I wanted to go album, to be honest, you know, but I have now grown to appreciate timing. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So yes, we do plan to release an album soon, probably later down in the year, you know, but for now we give a little piece of soul, you know.
Yeah, man. I see Claire looking on as if to say, let me see how he handles that one. Hi, Claire. All right, Mortimer, we have another slice of a song I want to play a little piece of before we talk some more with Mortimer right here. This one is called No Lies.
Questions, girl, I've got
So Mortimer, who's still here with us, 19 minutes after 7 o'clock, as your recognition continues to increase, where do you go from here? Any plans to tour?
Yeah, we are touring in August. I have Rumfest, you know, you can come through and make all our vibes at Rumfest on the 29th of this month.
Mm-hmm. That's in Kingston,
man,
right?
That's in Kingston at Hope Gardens. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. So, and then we have, you know, as I said before, we have stuff in the summer coming up. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Europe.
So, you know, where we'll go from here is in more minds and more hearts, more households, you know.
See? Europe, for a particular reason, or is that where the demand primarily is?
I think that's where the demand primarily is, you know. Yeah, you know, the music is still growing, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, man, we're starting out.
What is your vibe and your take on Reggae Month and what they're trying to achieve in terms of greater recognition for reggae music? Is that something that you as an artist embrace?
Well, yeah. I wish Reggae Month was every month, you know. I wish, and even outside of Reggae Month, I think it's a great thing that they're trying to accomplish, you know, making people more aware of, you know, reggae music and, you know, what reggae music is doing or trying to do or supposed to do. You know what I mean? I think it's a great thing. And it would be lovely if more of the youths, them, latch on to reggae music, because there's great message in reggae. There's great teaching in reggae. There's great comfort in reggae, you know? So, Taxi Man, them, play some more reggae music too, you know? Bus man, play them. Some more reggae music too, you know? Yeah, man, bless the youths, man.
Yeah. You obviously prefer to be on the positive path. I mean, the music that you're putting out speaks to that. And it's not an act, it's who you are, it seems. As a person.
That's how I grew up that way.
Yeah.
And I grew up going to church.
Yes.
With my parents until...
Was there some Seventh-day Adventist connections?
Yes.
I'll tell you off the air how I know about that.
I went to Meadowvale.
Okay.
SDA, yeah, man. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And my father was a very strict man too. You know, at the time, I might not have appreciated it, but now I do, you know, because now I'm a man. I have my own kids too, you know. I have 3 children for myself, you know, and a wife.
Okay,
you know what I mean? So it's now I'm learning to appreciate the hardness, you know, and the sternness. You know, before I used to complain a lot, you know, I used to be like, why is this Britain? Give me a break. You know what I mean? But, you know, you don't see, just as true as the statement is about, it's not the same day. Leaf dropping water, it rotten, is as true as it's not. It's the same thing as you grow, come see.
Yeah.
You know, it takes time, you know, for you to get to that place where you can truly, with a mature mind, appreciate certain things in life, you know. So I think that's where I'm at now, growing as I go. Yeah,
man. A man with some very deep thoughts. Time goes by so quickly, Mortimer, we could go on and on. But I'd like for you to leave a positive word to the youngsters out there right now. As they get ready for school or for work. You've had your challenges like all of us, but you have risen above them and you continue to do positive works, which we're, I say it again, we're very proud of. As you depart, give us a nice positive encouraging words for the youngsters out there.
I have something I always say, which is something I'll never stop saying. Anything sold is gold, and anything sold gets old. Do it from your soul. Mm-hmm. Keep your head above the waters too. Keep your strength up. Keep firm. Keep calm. And just breathe, man.
Yeah.
Just breathe.
Yeah, man. All right. We are the newest kid on the block. We're playing reggae music. We embrace reggae from all different parts of the world here on The Edge 105 FM. Is that a good thing for you as an artist? Is that something that you appreciate?
Yeah, that's great. I appreciate all people who play reggae music.
Yes.
And I especially thank those who have been supporting our music so far. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really great. All the DJs, all the radio peoples, everybody. Mm. You know, really great vibes. You know, give thanks.
Putting on the spot... A little something a cappella, just anything at all that you might want. Just a little something for the people.
With my early morning
voice. It doesn't have to be too much, but just something, you know what I mean? Richie B is here with you. It's The Edge. It's Top of the Morning. Mortimer is here. And just a little something a cappella as he closes out this morning. Check this out. As we're live.
Hold me until we die. Weather together the storms of life. Won't always be sunshine, baby, we're blends of imperfection. Give me your heart and soul, love me like you've never loved before. Beautiful morning dew, I'll be a shoulder to cry on too. 'Cause my love grows stronger each day, baby, please. Don't hurt me just because you know I'll forgive. Girl, my love grows stronger each day, baby, please. Don't hurt me just because you know I'll forgive.
Well done. Let's give him a big round of applause, everybody. Put your hands together. Mortimer, great meeting you.
Love.
Congratulations on Thanks all you're doing, man. And we appreciate what you're doing, too. Yeah. Bless up, brethren. The face, the sound of reggae for the future. Mortimer, on Top of the Morning this beautiful Tuesday. Watch out for him. Catch him in Kingston at Rumfest. Look out for him in Europe later on this year in the summer. You're going to be hearing a whole lot more about this brother, I promise you that. Check it out, Mortimer!
You struck me down lightning, thunder in my soul, baby. My heart beats for you only. Every word is true, I'm in love with you. Take you as you are, lady. You ain't got a change for me. Need you from your crown, honey, right down to the sole of your very feet. Girl, my love grows stronger each day, baby, please. Don't hurt me just because you know I'll forgive. Girl, my love grows stronger each day, baby, please. Don't hurt me just because you know I'll forgive. Hold me until we die. Weather together the storms of life. Won't always be sunshine, baby, we're blends of imperfection. Oh, oh, oh. Give me your heart and soul, love me like you've never loved before. Beautiful morning dew, I'll be your shoulder to cry on to. Hey, girl, my love grows stronger each day. Don't hurt me. twice.